Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Implied. This is September 22nd, 2025. Glad you're here. Let's make sense of Tencent, because this one's in the middle of some pretty big shifts. So, check this out. Just last week, Tencent raised about $1.27 billion through a dim sum bond deal. Offshore UN bonds. And the pricing came in tighter than expected. Investors still want in. But at the same time, Tencent's been cutting capital spending, almost halved from late 2024 levels, so they're clearly being more disciplined with cash. And then there's the AI pivot. Tencent says its computing infrastructure now fully supports domestic Chinese chips. That's a big signal. Less dependence on Nvidia, more alignment with Beijing's push for self-reliance. If those chips deliver at scale, Tencent could lower costs and keep building. If not, they risk bottlenecks. Meanwhile, Tencent Cloud is planting a flag abroad. They're opening a new data region in Saudi Arabia, linking into Vision 2030. My read? They're trying to diversify away from China's regulatory climate and prove they can compete globally. Of course, the pressure's real. Competitors like DeepSeek are racing ahead in AI. Regulators still keep the gaming sector on a short leash. And Tencent is even fighting Sony in court over one of its open-world titles, accused of being too close to Horizon Zero Dawn. And here's another wrinkle. NASDAQ just rolled out tougher rules for China-based companies. Any IPO now needs to raise at least $25 million. With stricter float and liquidity requirements. They've also expanded what counts as a China nexus, meaning even offshore listings can fall under these rules. For Tencent, which is already massive, it's not an immediate problem. But for future spin-offs or smaller affiliates, that's a higher bar. And it does add to the overall sense that global capital markets are getting stricter with Chinese tech. Thanks for listening. It was implied. It's not investment advice. Until next time, cheers.